Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
Celebrate the 4th of July and America's 250th birthday with your friends, family, and neighbors at Barney Schwartz Park in Paso Robles, Saturday, July 4th, starting at 4. Enjoy the Family Fun Zone, live music by Garden Party and Steppin' Out, and a food truck zone all day long until the stunning fireworks show at dark. Parking and admission are free, so come celebrate America at Barney Schwartz Park on July 4th in Paso Robles. Find out more at prcity.com/July 4th. That's prcity.com/July and the number 4. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, June 17th, 2026, with Kevin Will.
Judge upholds hate crime enhancement for murder of a Tascadero man. Juneteenth celebration for Paso Robles this Saturday. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny. Highs in the low 80s. It's 50 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Cowmeadle Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Ahead of the trial for 23-year-old Tyler Stevens of Paso Robles, a hearing was held to determine whether the charges should be enhanced as a hate crime. Stevens is accused of murdering 32-year-old Atascadero resident Todd Joseph Pinion back in 2024. Pinion and his dog were reported missing in October 2024. His dog, Spock, was found dead at the base of the Cuesta Grade, and Pinion's body was found a few days later near Tassajara Creek. Prosecutors argued that Stevens killed Pinion because he was gay. The defense attorney for Stevens argued that the correlation was not causation and said there was no sufficient evidence that Stevens killed Pinion because he was gay. Prosecutors, however, argued that Stevens' phone records were wiped prior to his arrest and that he intentionally kept a trophy of Pinion's furry mask after killing him. Furries are a community of people who don anthropomorphic personas called fursonas, sometimes engaging in sexual activities as said personas. The judge upheld the hate crime enhancement. The city of Paso Robles will be holding a Juneteenth celebration in the downtown city park this Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. Juneteenth is a federal holiday commemorating the emancipation of enslaved African Americans, observed on the day in 1865 when Union soldiers arrived in Galveston, Texas. The celebration this Saturday will be a Juneteenth jubilee with keynote speaker Dr. Eurydice Stanley, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel. Also present will be dancers, songs, a kid play zone, food, and a celebration of Black culture and achievements. In observance of this federal holiday, the city of Paso Robles will be closed. Offices will be closed on Friday, June 19th. Templeton Fire reminds residents of fireworks policies for 4th of July. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPR All News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. As the 4th of July holiday approaches, the Templeton Fire Department reminds residents there will be zero tolerance for illegal fireworks. Templeton Fire also says some of the regulations have changed regarding safe and sane fireworks. These fireworks may be sold, possessed, and used within the district boundaries. They are defined under California Health and Safety Code, Section 12529. Changes to the regulation are where safe and sane fireworks may be discharged, only on privately owned, non-commercial property, and only with the permission of the property owner. Fireworks are prohibited in streets, the public right-of-way, parking lots, sidewalks, commercial properties, and more. Fireworks may also only be discharged between 12 p.m. and 10 p.m. on the 4th of July. Additionally, violations may result in criminal penalties and fines. The City of Atascadero's Saturday in the Park series will kick off this Saturday, June 20th through August 29th. Each Saturday at the Atascadero Lake Park Bandstand will feature a concert with food trucks to go alongside the entertainment. There will be no concerts on the 4th of July or on July 18th. Kicking off the concert series this Saturday is Garden Party, a classic soft rock band playing covers of 60s and 70s folk rock music. All Atascadero concerts are free to attend. Bring a low back chair and your wallet to purchase any food. The Grover Beach Police Department has released an update regarding its ongoing investigation into a peeping situation at Planet Fitness in Arroyo Grande. Officers responded to Planet Fitness in December 2025 after a woman caught a camera recording her changing in a tanning booth. By the time police arrived, the man was gone, but they have been able to identify the man through forensic examinations and victim identification efforts. There are now 23 positively identified victims in this case, likely with more. The identified suspect is 40-year-old Kyle L. Combs of Grover Beach. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers shut out the Rays 1-0. The Pirates beat the Athletics 6-5. The Cardinals over the Padres 3-2. The Angels shut out the Diamondbacks 7-0. The Giants and Braves game was suspended due to rain. The Yankees beat the White Sox 12-2. Tonight, the Giants will face the Braves in a doubleheader. The Angels will go against the Diamondbacks. The Padres will face the Cardinals. The Dodgers will go against the Rays. The Athletics will face the Pirates. And the Yankees will go against the White Sox. In California news, the San Andreas Fault has reached the highest levels of stress in 1,000 years, according to a study by researchers at the University of Hawaii and Manoa. The study was recently published in Journal of Geophysical Research, Solid Earth. They said that this is not a prediction of when an earthquake will happen, but still encourages residents to prepare for an earthquake. Two college students were killed after being swept into an ocean while napping near a popular beach in Southern California. The two women were identified as 21-year-old Harshita Nair and 20-year-old Mihail Saran, both from Fremont. Incoming tides caught the women off guard and pulled them into the water. Rescuers managed to save them from the waters, but they later died in nearby hospitals. Two Southern California men have been arrested after law enforcement alleged they were involved in a plot to carry out an attack targeting government officials at the UFC Freedom 250 cage fighting event in the White House over the weekend. The plan involved explosive-laden drones, which were supposed to strike nearby buildings, triggering an evacuation order to move crowds toward a sniper team, which would then fire on, quote, high-value targets. Other involved individuals were from Ohio, Missouri, Nebraska. The two California men were 24-year-old Brian Omar Roa and 32-year-old Michael Allen Thomas. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, the Livestock Marketing Association's 2026 Annual Convention and World Livestock Auctioneer Championship are headed to the beautiful Black Hills of South Dakota this week. And LMA Region Executive Officer Bryce Dibbern shares why excitement is building for this year's event in Deadwood and St. Ange.
I've been so excited for this convention. This has been a long time coming. The contest, the World Livestock Auctioneer Contest, is going to be held at St. Ange Livestock in St. Ange, South Dakota. Brooke and Justin Tupper are hosting that, and they've wanted to do this for a long time, and they're going to have an excellent show there with a great lineup of cattle. And I've got people that are asking me, they got room for more cattle. They all want to be on the sale. They know it's going to be a great sale, so the consigners are going to be in good shape. The Black Hills is one of the most perfect places to host a convention like this. For those that are coming to attend the meetings, there's going to be top-notch speakers and panelists and people that are talking about things that truly matter to this industry, the livestock marketing industry.
Join us if you can for this year's LMA convention and WLAC in the beautiful Black Hills of South Dakota this Wednesday through Saturday. For all the details, visit LMAweb.com. You work hard from sunup to sundown raising America's beef, and with Superior Livestock, you get rewarded with top dollar. Superior is now accepting consignments for the Week in the Rockies video auction July 6th through the 10th in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, and live online. Superior comes to your ranch, showcases your genetics nationwide, and delivers true price discovery with competitive bidding. Call 800-422-2117 or visit SuperiorLivestock.com today. But hurry, the consignment deadline is June 19th.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together. Go to PasoRobles.downtown.org.
The Taylor Ranch has a new Bison Harvest Inn, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Labor shortages, rising costs, and water access emerged as key concerns for California farmers during discussions at the 2026 AgriPulse Food and Ag Issues Summit. The annual conference, held earlier this month in Sacramento, brought together policymakers and agricultural leaders. Dan Sumner, an agricultural economist at the University of California, Davis, said changes affecting immigrant laborers have caused uncertainty for some farmers, with the threat of immigration raids worrying farmers and workers. Quote, "There's a bunch of fear out there, and I don't think it would take more than an incident or two to make real chaos for hired farm labor," Sumner said. "We really will see incredible stress on all of agriculture and, of course, the families involved," he continued. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 70s. Southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Some clouds tonight with low 50s. Southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s, southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday and Saturday, sunny skies Sunday through Wednesday next week. Low 70s Friday, upper 70s on Saturday, low 80s on Sunday, mid-80s Monday, upper 80s on Tuesday, 91 a week from today. Currently, it is 51 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRO News Time is 6:21.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. You look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Retail sales were stronger than expected in May, up 0.9%. It's a sign that consumers remain resilient in the face of rising inflation. Americans were dealing with high gas prices last month, though prices had moderated from April levels. Excluding autos and gas, the increase was 0.5%. For the year ending in May, retail sales increased 6.9%. Neil Crosby at Sparta Commodities is predicting Brent crude will drop another $5 to $10 a barrel on Friday if the U.S. and Iran sign their interim agreement to end the war. This morning, Brent is under $80 a barrel. The Federal Reserve meeting wraps up today with Fed Chair Kevin Warsh answering questions on the economy and interest rates. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Your summer plans just got a cash upgrade. It's Beach Bucks Bonanza every Thursday in June at Tatchy. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can score up to $1,500 in Tatchy cash. Whoa! Or up to $5,000 cash in a gas certificate. Right. Then at 8 p.m., one guest could win up to $25,000 cash. Play slots and table games to earn entries and make your summer pay you back. Beach Bucks Bonanza, only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Sign up now for tips from the master, a trainer's trainer. His name is Gary Whiting, who has trained Olympic athletes and extreme athletes. This will take place Sunday, July 19th at Kennedy Club Fitness starting at 2. He's been 40 years ahead of the science. You'll learn about nutrition, intestinal cleansing, and a lot more. It's the master himself, Gary Whiting, and the formula for the optimal lifestyle and the 7 laws of a radiant overall health, that combined with the mental and the physical as well. Again, at Kennedy Club Fitness, Sunday, July 19th. Find out more info at GaryWhiting.com. All righty, email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Ready to go. Brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. Outstanding gas prices. And if you're ready and set, we'll do this because you can call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this Wednesday edition here on The Right Choice. Be a good thing, as Martha Stewart would say. All right, Chris Bausch will be in with Karen talking about all the stuff that's going on in the city of darn near paradise, also known as Paso Robles. All right, I'm going to start off with something really goofy this morning because I have a little thing. I hit baseballs on the Rattlesnake Ranch, and I use a ball and a wooden bat, an ash bat. And don't know why. Chris, maybe you can answer this question. You ready?
Ready.
Why do some things just pop into your mind for no reason at all?
I'm not a I'm not a scientist when it comes to brain activity, so I don't know.
But it does happen, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So do you ever ask yourself, like, why did this hit me just now?
You know, that'd be kind of the thing. That'd be the same thing of asking, why do I breathe? So, no, I don't ask myself that.
Well, okay. Why does the sun go on shining? Anyway, so I, you know, again, it was a sarcastic thought because I was so many people complain about so many things regarding, you know, what people do, how they do it, and so forth and so on. It's human nature, but just the damnedest thing is I wonder if animal right activist or environmentalist attend sporting events, particularly baseball games. And this is why I warned you, like, this is really ridiculous. And the reason why that it came through my, I guess, I don't know if it was a brain or not yesterday, is what are baseball bats made of? Well, in the big leagues, they're made of wood. Not primarily anymore. Maple is the head one now. It used to be ash. So that means you have to cut down trees. And environmentalists don't like that. They'd rather see cities burn. But they're attending an event where thousands of trees need to be cut to make baseball bats for players to run around the field after they hit a ball, which is made of cowhide, which means you have to kill the animals. And when the ball is hit, the players have these things called gloves, which comes from dead animals. And in many cases, particularly at the big league levels, I think it's called kip leather. It would be, I guess, the parallel to veal. These are younger. So I wonder where the outrage is or the protest, or maybe they're already doing this. And also when they're attending or watching a football game. Now, I know it's called a pigskin, but it's not made from pigskin. That goes back to the 1800s, where I think the inside was a pig bladder. But it's primarily, at least at the collegiate and professional leather, it's some side of it's either horse or cow. Again, we're talking dead animals. So I'm wondering if these people patronize or even realize the hypocrisy of them doing this. Again, just a little bit of a goofy thing. It's pretty far out, isn't it, Chris?
Well, I guess in theory, yes.
But does it make any sense?
When you put it like that, no.
Okay. All right. So I'm completely out of my mind. I got it. I understand that. So I was, whatever bolt of dumbness hit me yesterday, I should have left it.
That's not what I said.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, let's see here. By the way, folks, your California lawmakers are advancing legislation to expand the state's 7.25% plus local surtaxes, sales tax, to include electronically downloaded software and cloud-based software as a service. Previously, the tax only applied to software sold on physical media, so you have that. And this also ties in, so your computer. Chris, what would be a cloud-based software?
Your internet browser.
So basically everybody's computer.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So pre-written software on physical media, discs, flash drives, is already currently subject to sales tax, so that's going to be upgraded. Now, the state assembly has passed a revenue package that includes taxing pre-written software. Chris, what would be an example of pre-written?
You mean stuff that comes on a disc or a flash drive that you just described?
Yeah. So, because when I think of the flash drive, I think of only loading,
mm-hmm.
you know, to, you know, download music or, you know, whatever you do on that. So, what would be something that's on these on the disc?
I guess the first example I can think of is a game, the one they used to come as discs anyway for a computer.
Okay. All right, so that's going to be increased. Custom software, tailored software programs, however, are completely exempt from taxation, regardless of how they are delivered. So I suspect that there's going to be some people that figure out a way to finagle around this. And let me see here, maybe create a black market? No, that doesn't happen. I forgot about that. Black markets don't exist when governments do things. Okay. And also, there is something attached to this bill regarding the health care as well. Now, this happened just the other day. Assembly Democrats unite to tax software, health plans, and revenue-raising package. And so, what this means, they're going to taxes on the software programs, as we mentioned, and health insurance premiums. This is what they want to do. Okay, so you're Democrats, and this bill, which could raise more than $3 billion in the coming fiscal year, part of the package, the budget package, the Democrats, they want to say, and they say it will shore up the state Social Security networks. And they're blaming part of this because of the cuts from Donald Trump and the Republican-dominated U.S. Congress. We spend over $20 billion a year on illegal people in this state. That might help as well. Okay? And so as Americans are demanding relief, the Democrats, particularly in California, they want to continue to press ahead. The budget deal is likely to increase your monthly premiums for those of you with private health insurance. That's because one of the most controversial tax proposals is a significant increase to the taxes paid by managed care organizations. The health insurer is responsible for the most commercial health plans. Now, listen, again, if you have the private, opponents of the measure estimate that the tax could raise people's premium by as much as $100 a year for an individual or $400 a year for a family of four. All right, so think of it on a local level. You are looking at a $400 million bond on your property taxes, and it's not $29. Don't fall for the $29 per year. That's based on per 100,000 your house, what it's worth. Don't let them get by with that, and don't let them get by with just $205 million either. So this is the future. This is the future. So just something to really think about. Really think about this. Okay, so let's see here. I was listening to the conversation coming in with Milhaven, and I don't remember the guy's name, but he was talking about the society as a whole and technology and so forth, and how people are becoming they are distrusting the technology or the vehicles through the technology more and more. And they do, Chris, like a lot of things, it's broken down into the generations. Now, from when you started to now, do you have, and I don't really know what they mean by this either, do you have as much faith or trust in the, I guess I'll just say the web and all those things?
I'm silent because I'm thinking about that question. That's a pretty tough one. So from when I first started using technology till now, do I have any more trust in the web? That's the question.
Well, generally, when I'm saying the web, I mean all this technology that has been not thrown at us, but we have access to. And, you know, from when you started it, maybe it was like, you know, when you get, you start driving a car, you absolutely like it, and then it becomes mundane. Not that you don't trust, I mean, it has nothing to do with trust with the car, but you just get used to it. But when you see more and more of these things happen, or they want you to do, or you can't do, or you have to replace, or, you know, all these things, you tie them in together. Many in society are getting a little fed up with it, and they distrust what they're dealing with.
Okay, that's a fair point. I think I can think of tied obsolescence, which is something that you brought up there about things being replaced easily. There's a idea that things now aren't really made the way they used to be, because the idea is that you upgrade very frequently because they intentionally make them with shoddy quality. And I think that when I was a kid or when I was growing up, things were made to last a little bit longer. And not only that, but there's also the prevalence of artificial intelligence and the continuous dehumanizing isn't the word, but there's less humans behind things now, and they want everything to be automated or done by a computer, or everything has to be done online, everything has to go to the internet. And I can acknowledge the convenience of more things going to the internet or online or being done by machine, but it also takes away a lot of the human element for it that we as humans, for lack of a better term, need.
Right. And what amazes me is that, you know, the so-called experts are aware of this. I mean, you know, human contact is important, but, you know, I always like to go back to a few years ago when the government shut down the country. And it hurt and continues to hurt people because of the human contact and the socialization and so forth and so on. Now, one of your points you made is about, you know, they don't make things as good as they used to. And that's, to me, overall, probably. But one of the things, and I think a lot of us have experienced this with technical things, is it may be fine, but you have no choice. You have to upgrade or you have to buy something new. I know I did with, you know, a few years ago with my phone. My phone was working fine. I don't remember the reason why I had to get a new one, but I had to get a new one. I had no issues with it. But, hey, they say you got to get a new phone because it ain't going to work after April 1st or, you know, something like that. Here, I'm not going to say all the time, but I get quite a few things, you know, the emails come in with that, well, you know, on March 1st, you have to do this and or else, yeah, and you're not going to have access to this. Well, what is the reason? Well, we're upgrading. Well, you're upgrading. You know, to me, again, that's not a satisfactory answer to me. Is, okay, you're upgrading. What's going to be better? And I don't know about you, Chris, but when I see these upgrades, sure, if you get a new system, sometimes depending on what you get, it may work a little faster, but basically you're doing the same thing. And where is the upgrade? I don't know. You probably can pick it out a lot sooner than I could.
Even if I could pick it out, eventually you get used to it and it no longer feels like an upgrade unless you go back to what you were doing before.
Right. Okay. But, you know, the fact that things don't last longer is two-sided. Deliberate, yes. But also, I wonder how absolutely necessary, you have to buy something new or else you can't continue to do what you want to do. But, you know, it's similar to, so once you get this, whatever it may be, it's somewhat like, well, you know, I can't do without it. So, yeah, I'm going to spend the money and upgrade because I got used to it. It's a little more convenient and I'm addicted to it. I'm addicted to it. So I guess you could say that maybe perhaps it is just smart on their part because they know what they're doing and they know what the human nature is of people. But it comes back, though, to a lot is, you know, again, when we talked the other day about customer service, and the majority of people are not satisfied with customer service. And that is in all age categories. It's not a generational thing. And this is primarily with the bigger companies. So what are they doing about it? They're doing nothing in most instances. So in this case, even though there's the distrust, what are they doing about it? Well, they're doing nothing. They're just telling you to like them and trust them. And I'm going to spin this to another direction of government. The trust in government is at its lowest in the history of the United States. What has our government done to get the trust back to the people? As far as I'm concerned, absolutely nothing. Why? Because we have to take it. What's our choice? They know that, and they continue to just go on the hell with the public. You know, we were talking about the disrespect at the meetings and so forth that the elected officials or unappointed officials have for the people when they get up, not all, when they speak. And the vague threats of being taken out of a meeting or maybe even being arrested by having a Buford Pusser standing on the side of the meeting. That's what our government has done, and they haven't done anything, as far as I'm concerned, to earn or get back the trust of the people. When you see that the trust is only in the 30 percentile, that's pretty bad, and it can be scary, too. Because when you have what happens with the distrust is that people lose, in some respects, interest. And when you lose interest in the government, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that is extremely dangerous. Because then you can have tyranny. The powers that be will just overrun us because we don't care and we weren't looking. And I think some of this is by design. I absolutely believe that. It's not a conspiracy. I think if you go back and read some history regarding that, it's fairly accurate. So, all right, with that, I'm gonna throw the ball over this way, the cowhide ball.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. As the 4th of July holiday approaches, the Templeton Fire Department reminds residents there will be zero tolerance for illegal fireworks. For safe and sane fireworks, some regulations have changed. They may be discharged only on privately owned, non-commercial property and only with the permission of the property owner. Juneteenth Jubilee will be holding a celebration in the Paso Robles Downtown City Park this Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. Juneteenth is a federal holiday commemorating the emancipation of enslaved African Americans. The keynote speaker for the celebration will be Dr. Eurydice Stanley, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Gossman. President Trump says he will release details of the framework deal between the U.S. and Iran before it's signed Friday.
Now we know why Iran agreed to sign. Instant access to their main moneymaker. According to the Wall Street Journal, the U.S. will allow Iran to immediately begin selling oil and fuel under the deal to end the war, offering Tehran an early financial incentive to wind down the conflict.
Fox's Peter Ducey. Primaries held Tuesday night in several states. In Georgia, Republican representative and Trump-backed Mike Collins defeating Derek Dooley for the Republican U.S. Senate nomination.
I'm going to work hard. I'm going to get the job done. And you know what? I'm going to come home. We don't need more career politicians.
Billionaire Rick Jackson defeated Trump-backed Burt Jones for the Republican nomination for governor in Georgia. America's listening to Fox News.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com. Don't forget to order your party platters for graduation or Father's Day from the Red Scooter Deli.
Just about 9 minutes away, 11 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice KPRL. Time for sports, and it is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
Some of soccer's brightest stars were on the big stage at the World Cup Tuesday. Kylian Mbappe scored twice to lead France over Senegal 3-1, becoming the top international scorer in French history and temporarily moving him ahead of Lionel Messi in World Cup goals. But the Argentine superstar posted a hat trick in a 3-0 rout of Algeria, tying him with Miroslav Klose. Those two share the record with 16 World Cup goals all time. Next man up, perhaps, Premier League star Erling Haaland. He scored twice in his World Cup debut as Norway nailed Iraq 4-1. The U.S. is back on the pitch Friday versus Australia. Baseball, the Dodgers shaded the Rays 1-0. Justin Robleski allowed three hits, and Shohei Ohtani's homer provided all the scoring. Manager Dave Roberts says don't sleep on the D.
It just goes hand in hand, the pitching with the defense, and the positioning has been great.
the defense, you know, Max got a lot of action today, a lot of hard contact, made plays. And then Mookie's just been fantastic at short.
Brewers edged the Guardians 2-1. Each team managed just four hits, but two of Milwaukee's left the park, courtesy of Bryce Durang and Garrett Mitchell. Reliever Aaron Ashby becomes the first 10-game winner in the majors this year. Yankees walloped the White Sox in a clash of division leaders. Cal Raleigh returned from the injured list to deliver a tie-breaking two-run single as the Mariners scuttled the Orioles. Angels shut out the Diamondbacks behind Reed Detmers and the Bookworms, while Mike Trout went deep. And in the What Have You Done For Me Lately department, 2 days after losing the Stanley Cup Finals, the Vegas Golden Knights announced that coach John Tortorella will not be back next year. Torch was hired late in the season, won 21 of 30 games between then and the end of the playoffs. Two more, and he'd have his name on the cup. That's Wednesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th in Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. All right, cooling down a little bit, right around 80. The usual morning clouds, sunny, some clouds, but mostly clear tonight and overnight. Lows in the low 50s. Should be in the mid-70s on your Thursday. Friday, low 70s, upper 70s on Saturday. For Dad's Day, pretty darn nice, sunny, low 80s. Mid-80s Monday, Tuesday, upper 80s and low 90s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down. 5:48 a.m., 8:21 p.m., we are at 54 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. Okay, moving right along at 9 minutes away from 7 here at The Right Choice.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. AtascaderoGunShop.com. As we check in to see what critters may be out and about and get them where they need to be, and that's home sweet home, safe and sound and hydrated, although not 100, but still take care of them. Fresh water and all those things, just like you like. All right, let's see here. Once again, looking at my left, nothing. Oh, Chris. Well, I know you like doing this, so here we go.
All right, I look forward to hearing this one.
All right, now, I don't have this crossed on my crossed off, so I may have, but anyway, here goes. In your lifetime, that means our lifetime, how many years will you spend sleeping? You're going to say not enough?
Well, I guess that's true. I think you might have asked this one before, but I do not remember what the answer was, so I'm probably going to get it wrong again. How many years are we going to spend sleeping?
Just for the heck of it, they're not saying here based on how many years, you know, living is, but I guess, you know, so it's just a, you know, shot in the dark.
Yeah, well, assuming an average lifetime, blah, 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 I'm going to guess about 25 years.
That's right on, is what they say.
Ooh, all right.
25 years sleeping.
Well, when you think about it, you know, you got 24 hours a day, and if you spend 8 hours sleeping, that's already a third of your day. Now, I know not everybody gets exactly 8 hours. Some get more, some get less, there's some variance, but if we're talking about averages, you spend about a third of your lifetime sleeping.
Okay, so let's think about that for a second. A third of your life sleeping. Could we say that we waste our time?
No, because sleep is important.
Right. So, yeah, sleep's important for health and mind and body and soul and all those other type of things. But, wow, when you think about 25 years, that just seems like a lot, doesn't it?
It really does when you put it into perspective.
All right, folks. I prefer to go in my sleep, too. All right, that's it. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com, Tascadero Gun Shop. There you go. All right, moving gently along, 6 minutes away from 7 o'clock here at the Burl. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course, out at the airport, the One Diner Diner. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, this has to do with today in history. This has to do with today in history. This ruling on Today in History, some say, has contributed to the moral decay in the United States of America. What decision do you think it was? Okay. Today in History, this decision, some say, has been a major effect on the, shall we say, the decline in society morality. What do you think it was, the decision of this day in history? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. I'll give you a hint. Red Skelton. Red Skelton. You know when he does the Pledge of Allegiance, which you'll be hearing coming up on July 4th? It'll be because that's Saturday and there'll be no country store Jimmy. I've got specials. Pure Country will be here, though. So today in history, what do you think, because of this ruling, some, and if not many, have said to correlate with a decline in societal morality? I am shocked. Absolutely shocked. I thought this might be fairly easy. Fairly easy. All right. We'll give it a shot. Here we go. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. The removal of prayer in school.
Excuse me, I didn't hear you clearly.
The removal of prayer in school.
Yes. Some have some have said so. Where would you be on that issue?
Oh, I would agree.
Okay. You would agree. All right, ma'am. May I have your name, please?
Susan Greenaway.
Susan Greenaway. All right, Susan. We have you down as a qualifier. Yo, you're welcome. Bye. All right, so there you have it. Removing official prayer from public schools didn't ban prayer. Instead, the Supreme Court banned school-led mandatory prayer. The primary effect was protecting religious minorities from state-sponsored coercion while allowing students to continue praying independently or in groups during non-instructional time. Chris, again, I always forget, when you were in school, did you do any kind of not prayer loud, but was there any time for a moment of silence to start the day other than the, you know, because you had something to do with the Star Spangled Banner, right?
There was the Pledge of Allegiance, yes. As for moments of silence, I do think that there probably were some sprinkled in here and there to commemorate veterans. I don't exactly remember the days, though, but you could probably guess.
Okay.
I know one. 9/11, September 11th. There was always a moment of silence.
And that was just saying, and now just put your head down, a moment of silence, you know, something like that, but not asking directly for a prayer.
Exactly, yes. Just a moment of silence for all the victims of the September 11th attacks. That was it.
Okay. And, you know, again, I guess you can get way off on that. So what is well, everybody has their own thoughts, because I know when you go to, you know, particularly at some service groups, many of them, they do have a prayer, or, you know, when people may put their heads down or they may not. It's up to the individual. But anyway, the debate still goes on.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. A judge has upheld the hate crime charges against 23-year-old Tyler Stevens of Paso Robles for the murder of 32-year-old Atascadero resident Todd Joseph Pinion back in 2024. The hate crime charges allege Stevens murdered Pinion because he was gay. The Grover Beach Police Department has released an update regarding its ongoing investigation into a peeping situation at Planet Fitness. Officers have identified 40-year-old Kyle L. Combs as a suspect in the case, with 23 positively identified victims. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then sunny, highs in the upper 70s. It's 54 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Students remain free to pray on their own. religious clubs or observe personal religious practices during designated non-class time. All right, it happened this day in 1962, Engel versus Vitale. Two more to go this hour, brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You simply can't beat their prices on, well, porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, slabs, and a whole bunch more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.